Good evening. It is Monday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. It is 70 and sunny and really just beautiful now that the rain has made its way through the area. Tonight we will, we're going to break down what's ahead. Will the Senate actually get this new health care bill passed? If they don't, what are we really in for as insurers flee the exchanges? Also, it's Amazon Prime Day, starts at 9 p.m. tonight, but the Consumer Watchdog, it's a nonprofit organization, they say it should be called Amazon Slime Day. We'll find out what they're upset about. Let's begin, though, with the latest news that's supposed to topple the Trump administration. That is that Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer who said that she had damaging information about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign. Debbie Georgiadis, political strategist. Debbie Georgiadis is with us here. AmericaCanWeTalk.org is where you can find Debbie. Debbie, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Great to be with you.
Yeah, what's, it's funny because for all I've read, I have not figured out what the damaging information might have been. There's no indication of what that could have been. Did you get any idea what that could be?
I think this is another of the nothing burger stories, to use the trendy term right now, coming out of the media, mainly the New York Times, just determined to find some way to keep a shadow over the Trump presidency. All that has emerged is that a Russian lawyer reached out, apparently, to Donald Trump Jr. and wanted to have a meeting, and it was through an intermediary. And at the meeting, said, essentially, I have some news, and that she hinted in this reach out, she may have some damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And then they got to the meeting, and the meeting was her saying, making some vague, unclear statements about she thinks that the Russians are helping Hillary in the election, and then went on to talk about her real issue. This Russian lawyer is very committed to trying to have America repeal a federal law that relates that limits adoptions of Russian babies.
Yeah.
This is her life mission. So this is another nothing story, but the New York Times, who's the main culprit in pushing this story, is just determined to keep Trump, Russia, scandal in the headlines somehow.
Although, there's no scandal here. They're quoting all kinds of political operatives. A guy named Richard Painter, he's been on this show several times, a former G.W. Bush White House ethics lawyer. He said, he tweeted out yesterday that, quote, this is treason. He must have known that the only way Russia would get such information was by spying. What do you make of that reaction? He's a Republican.
I think he's dead wrong. Just imagine in any campaign, in Hillary's campaign, if someone reached out to her and said, or her people, and said, we have some amazing scoop on Trump, some really, really harmful information on Trump. Do you think there's any chance in the world she'd turn it down? For them to go to a meeting and say, what is it you have? And then it turns out there was nothing to it. But even if there had been, it's not a crime to listen to someone who's approached you with a story. I think that, I don't know if that person's a lawyer or whatever their role was, but that's absolutely incorrect.
Right. Let me get your thoughts on this Republican strategist, Stuart Stevens. He posted on Twitter that, quote, when Gore campaign was sent Bush debate brief book, they called FBI. If foreign interests offer you info on former Secretary of State, you call the FBI. And he's another Republican. Interesting. What do you think of that? That he should have contacted the FBI.
I think if the meeting had turned out to be where she had some information, this lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. and several other people, if she has information that was of a suspect source, if they thought it was a result of spying, then they'd have to assess it at that time. But it never even got to that. Right. It got to it was a three-sentence exchange in the beginning where she basically said, I think that, in fact, what's so odd is, two things are odd. One is she's saying, I have information that Russia is helping Hillary. And the whole point of this big kerfuffle is allegedly that Trump and Russia was colluding. The other thing is, the fact that this meeting occurred kind of puts the lie to the idea that Trump and Russia were colluding. Because if Russia is working with Trump, as the Democrats are trying to claim, they wouldn't need to have this meeting for this lawyer to come and share information. They'd have the information. It really just puts the lie to the collusion argument.
Talking to political strategist Debbie Georgiadis here on WILS, what do you make of that assertion? Do you think Russia was in any way supporting the Clinton campaign?
You know, I know I think I'm the last person to be saying this in America, the last conservative, but I think in general, Russians want Democrat leaders in America. They want leftists in America. Russia walked all over President Obama, and they walked all over Hillary Clinton. And so regardless of, I think they Russians probably did meddle in our elections. I think they hacked in and wanted to have a weakened Hillary win. I don't think anyone thought Hillary was going to lose. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the Russians want, I think the Russians very much would want to have Hillary in as their someone who's a, they could roll over. Trump was an unknown and a kind of blustery guy. I don't think the Russians would even have wanted him to win the election.
Right. And well, when she was Secretary of State, she worked out a deal where she sold him or partly sold him a, what is it, a uranium company, I believe, a U.S.-based uranium company. Is that correct?
Yes. They ended up with 20% control over American uranium. And in addition, in part of this deal was her husband got a $500,000 speaking fee to go whatever it is he went and talked about. And so if there's any collusion and something that should be investigated, in fact, this is one way I will find fault with the Trump administration. I think they should be ordering a special prosecutor to look into that uranium deal with Hillary Clinton and to reopen the email, her willingness to expose her entire email server and system to being hacked. I think that should be the subject of a special prosecutor. I think they need to play hardball in this special prosecutor thing, because a special prosecutor thing going after Trump has been going out a year and found nothing on collusion with Russia. And the real crimes, if any, were Hillary Clinton and her pay-for-play uranium deal, my husband gets $500,000 to go talk.
How do you think the media would cover that? If he were to open an investigation into Hillary this way, how would that be covered?
Well, I think they'd paint her as the victim. I mean, I think if they're the more if bad things were uncovered, the media would not want to cover it. They don't want her to be the bad guy or any Democrat to be the bad guy. And I think they'd paint her as a victim. And the same kind of line the Clintons have won over the years using this, let's move on. We've already been through this. This is digging up old stuff. It's already been settled. Mm-hmm. They would belittle the importance of it.
Talking to Debbie Georgiadis here on WILS. What? By the way, you can find her at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. And so what's your prediction on this media coverage and this Russia fascination? Will it ever come to an end?
You know, it's hard to imagine that ending because I don't think the Democrats have anywhere else to go. I do think that Donald Trump would be very well served by having some of his big policy goals move forward in Congress to where, you know, the American public is going to stop paying attention to the Russia story. But as far as New York Times, Washington Post, and other very liberal outlets, their mission is to be sure that Donald Trump fails as president. And so they're going to keep this scandal going as long as they can. And, you know, and Donald Trump's in a hard position because he could say right now, you know what, enough of this silly investigation. There's nothing to it. We are firing Mueller. We're not doing this anymore. But we're not going to have this investigation ongoing for 4 years. But it's a very hard call if he does that because he puts himself in a position of arguing. You're kind of like Nixon. You know, you're firing them as you're being investigated. So
do you think Republicans would Republicans support him if he did that?
I'm afraid not. What the Republicans could do, and I wish they would, is to end the House Select Oversight Committee and the Senate Select Oversight Committee investigations into this complete, as I say, nothing burger, this non-issue of Trump and Russia collusion. If they would drop their investigations and say, we're leaving to the FBI, we want regular reports, we want the investigation finished by, you know, pick a date, October 31st, and give them some deadline like that, and then saying after that, you know, we would encourage President to end this investigation.
Because when you hear Republicans speaking, it almost sounds like they're just as concerned as Democrats about this potential collusion. Now, why do you think they're so in line with Democrats on this issue?
I think that a lot of Republicans in Washington didn't think Trump would win, didn't honestly want him to win, don't like the outsider coming into Washington. And really, he's not just upsetting the apple cart for establishment and long-entrenched Democrats. He's upsetting the apple cart for Republicans. I think enough Republicans in Washington have been around long enough. They don't really think there's a serious problem, an issue here with Trump and Russia collusion, but they don't like President Trump very well. They don't like how he ran on, honestly, criticizing a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So they're just, you can't really read all the evidence and read everything that's been turned up and still think there's something to it. I mean, mm-hmm. they've been leaking things since the investigation began, and there has been nothing that has given any substance to the argument mm-hmm. that Trump colluded with Russia.
Okay. Now, one last thing, Debbie. Do you think they're going to actually get this health care bill out of the Senate? Is this going to pass?
I'm afraid not. And I have to tell you, if I can tell your listeners something I learned today, which was a lot of conservatives assumed that the Republicans would repeal Obamacare because they ran on it for 7 years. They promised they would. But right now, telephone calls to the GOP in the Senate, to GOP offices, are running 10-1 in favor of not repealing, in favor of retaining the Affordable Care Act, meaning the liberal activists are calling the GOP in Washington, all of those offices, and saying don't repeal. And I don't think that the GOP in Washington is hearing enough from conservatives that they really want the repeal, and their heart is not in the repeal. And I know this is a very watered-down, they can't even call it a repeal. It's a slight amendment to it. And I don't even think they have the votes. The last I heard, they don't even have the votes to get this done.
Your prediction is it's not going to happen then?
Yes.
Debbie Georgiadis, political strategist Debbie Georgiadis, right here on WILS. Find her at AmericaCanWeTalk.org, AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Debbie, always great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Mike, great talking to you. Thank you.
Great having you here.